بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي دخل الجنة إلا أبى. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أبى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اکرام، برادر دین اسلام، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has blessed us with ایمان. ایمان meaning believe in the unseen, believe in everything which نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم brought for us. Without question, without doubt, whatever نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has instructed us to believe in, we believe. Without doubt, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that if we do this, then we will be successful. And if we go contrary to it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased with us. This is iman. That divine revelation came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This wahi, which is now with us in the form of Quran and ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we place undoubted faith in. Faith which was motivated to do the right thing, to do the correct thing. That is why in Islam, respected elders, understand this concept that good and bad, truth and falsehood. Understand it? Truth and falsehood. Good and bad. If you look around the world, the Americans have got their own standards. The Russians have got their own standards. The French have got their own standards. And they make their standards according to personal motivation, provincial benefits, country benefits, and according to how they see and understand it. Then they decide that this is good for us, and this is evil for us, or this is detrimental for us. This is truth and this is false. And that is why you would see these oppressive superpowers. They have got their own standards. That is why they have come up with selective morality. When it suits them, they will support a nation. And when it suits them, they will leave out a nation which has got a similar problem. Why? When it is for their benefit, they will take some action. But when it does not benefit them financially, then they will leave. Allah Rabbul Izzah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained to us that good and bad, these are basic concepts. They are stipulated. They do not change. Halal does not become haram. Haram does not become halal due to one's whims and fancies. Good remains good. Bad is bad. So these two things have been laid down for us. We do not have to question and vote. And under so-called democracy, majority vote, and decide that today this particular item on the agenda, which yesterday was bad, today it is good. Or this particular item, invasion of this country today, it was bad today, but tomorrow it is good. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid out in front. Truth is clear, falsehood is clear, Just like light is clear and darkness is clear. How you can understand black and white, Islam has laid down these things. And we as Muslims should not suffer any inferiority complex, and we should feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a deen which is complete, and which is definitely complete. We do not have to look towards the west or the east, or the north or the south for any mode of conduct. We should look at Islam for our solution. We should bring Islam in the house. We should bring Islam into the business. And we should bring Islam into our personalities and our characters and our way of life. Then you will see results. How can we say that Islam is not providing solutions, or Islam is not practical, or there is no progressiveness in Islam, or Islam is, Allah forbid, hindering us, when we are not fighting? Then the question arises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our duty that we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this love must lead to following of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you talk of love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today everyone, let alone every group or organization or party or anjuman or institute or jamaat, they will say, no, we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One who is going directly, contrary to the pattern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also will say, I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One who is preaching batil belief, he also says, I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That will come inshallah. Today, I want to mention, why must we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Any person. Why must you love that person? Why must you honor him? Why must you respect him? Why must you grant him dignity? Why must you follow him? Why must we put our right leg in the masjid first, and when we leave with our left leg? And in the toilet, contrary. Why these things? Because we are not answering. Because we are not probing. Because we are not discussing. Because we are not shaking ourselves and realizing why we are doing these things. That is why we cannot even communicate with our children and tell them that follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the reasons. Ulama ikram have written that love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be born in a Muslim because of three factors. Three reasons, three causes why we must love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Kamal. Two, Jamal. Three, Ihsan. One is the Kamal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in every respect, if you look at him, he is excellent. He is far excellent. And he withstood everything. His character, his personality. These days, you will see a person, he will love his family, he will love his children, he will love his wife, he will love his business, he will love his factory, and everybody loves money. There is no better way about that. That no matter what he does, no matter what he says, but bottom line, when he makes a decision, he looks towards the money and makes the decision. This is the major problem, respected elders, amongst Muslims. That when this love of money is there, when it is rooted, and it is firmly rooted, when we uproot this love of money, when we uproot this love of materialism, then we will go towards Islam and success. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he propagated, when he propagated, and the whole world loved it. It is important that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah al-Mukarramah
later to return, then he should remind the Sahaba that the stones of Mecca should greet him, that the trees of Mecca should give salam to him. That when Ulama says, and if you recall in the Hadith Kitab, that when he walked, the clouds were above him, making shade for him. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has reported, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he goes back to the room, his face was so illuminous that if they had misplaced anything, because of his nur from his face, because of the celestial light from his face, they could find him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was walking in the pastures of Makkah. The best wrestler of the Quraysh, Rukana, approached him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him power. I told him, Rukana, accept my preaching. Believe in Allah. Believe that I am Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul of Allah. I get wahi. Rukana says that, O Muhammad, I am an intelligent man. I am a wrestler. I cannot understand what you say. But if you are prepared to wrestle with me and put me down, then I will understand. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay. He wrestled with Rukana. And when he had a firm grip on him, placed him on the floor. The person was astonished. A shock. First time in his life someone put him down. Little realizing that a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the strength of 40 jannati men. Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong and powerful in mind, body and soul. So Rukana says that you can have some of my goats. According to some narrations, he said you can have 10 of my goats. But wrestle with me again. I can't believe this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm not interested in your goats. But they wrestled again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put him down. Again he was strong. So take another chair. But wrestle again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestled again. Put him down. And when he put him down, this time the person now was so shocked that he said that it's my life, first time someone has put me down 3 times in a row. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Ishaq narrates, that he says that what is putting you down, that if you were to see something most strange and astonishing, that by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will call the tree to come. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beckoned to the tree. Half of the tree uprooted, came towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bowed to him, gave him salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the tree, read the shahada, and said, go back. The tree went back, placed itself, adjoined itself, and moved back in the ground. That person was so flabbergasted and astonished that he got up and went to his nation, Abu Mana. And he related all these things. And it is stated later that he accepted Islam. It is stated that wherever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and he sat under a tree, that the branches came over him. This is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the protected Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is getting wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one whom we should love and follow. The one whom we should love and adhere to. The one whom we should love and, without question, bring our lives in conformity to what he says. And an example, current, is very simple. That these days you'll see that when you go to have a haircut, then they will say, what style you want? Muslim didn't realize that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stipulated our styles from the head to the toe. Our deen is complete, respected elders. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there are 3 types of hairstyles. Jumma, Lumma, Wafra. One where there is no hair on the head. One where the hair comes to the yellow. One where the hair goes up to the shoulders. But remember one thing clearly. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated to one person who came into the masjid with his hair unkept, with his hair disheveled. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, honor your hair. The person said, how can I honor my hair? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, comb it, oil it, comb it, keep it neat. So keep it, keep it neat, clean it. And these days, you see that the person goes and you say, first of all, you must realize that if you go to a place where there are women cutting your hair, that is not permissible. The woman is not supposed to touch your hair. And today the Muslim prides himself that, oh, I go to that saloon, so those naked women touch my hair. Your hair is to be touched by your wife, your child, not by these people. Yes, you will say, no, what type of hair was there? Austin. Say, I would have lightly cut. Say, I would have wedge. There is one other type of what's coming now, mushroom. Allah give us that. Mullis are not sleeping, respected elders. And the youngster will say, no, I must have this type of hair. Why I bring you this? This is what is happening to us. That we are following, and we are forming hook like a finger for this kuffar style. And then we have stayed here like the youth and you're a hippie beast. Hard to kill us. Respected elders, that if a person in his mind came to the crossroad where he's got Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hairstyle, and he's got this kuffar hairstyle, and he has to contemplate in which direction I must go. Respected elders, mark my words, that person is lost. If he came to the crossroads, he's lost already. A Muslim, he does not have to contemplate what type of hair he must have. If he came to the crossroads, if he reached the crossroads, his Iman is at stake, his Islam is at stake, his Sharia is at stake. Respected elders, train our children, train our youngsters, that these ways of the kuffar, their styles, their methods, their hairstyles, their dressing, all these kuffar are real changes. We do not have to follow the kuffar. They are dressed as us, like the kuffar, making us think like the kuffar also. The fight and the jihad against America, Russia and France is against their style, their culture, their civilization, their behavior, their ideology, their mentality, their attitude. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, that person who dresses according to the fashion of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him dress the dress of disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. Everything has been stipulated by Sharia. From dressing, to eating, sleeping, walking and talking, everything is complete. But when will we realize that we have got a Sharia to adhere to? We have got a perfect Sharia. Leave, break the chains of this West. This mental servitude which they have put us and placed us into. Break it, leave it in our home. Someone comes in our houses and we feel he entered the house of a Muslim or a Kafir. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the Nabi, and the causes of loving this Nabi are three. One is Kamal, which I touched on a little bit. Other is Jamal, his beauty. Third is Ihsan, the favors and boons which he has bestowed upon us. We'll explain someday, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with heavy ijtima, starting from the 9, 10, 11, 12 in Marlborough. Good environment, ulama al-Sami, good effort, serving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning how to love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning how to focus our attention on the akhirat, learning our direction in life, learning how to sleep, eat, talk, how the weaker sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do. Being in the company of ulama, being in the company of the righteous and the pious, being in a good environment, every brother should make it a point that he should go there and go with the niyat of spending some time there, go with the niyat of spending some time after that, and go with the niyat that how can I benefit and become a better person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to practice deen. Wa ta'akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.